Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you want to talk about it or do you not want to talk about it? It seems like you don't want to talk about
it. I guess. I didn't know you guys were so worried about
me. So concerned.
I wasn't concerned.
Oh, I was.
I was. I just don't want him to know that. Can we drop it?
No.
See, I had no idea this was happening. That you guys thought so little of me.
Well, when you announced it, first things first, you said on the air, my wife is leaving me. Those were the first words you said.
She did.
Right,
she left me.
To go up and spa in Blackhawk.
Yeah, she left me alone with the kids for a little bit over the long weekend. What? What? I can't. You interrupt me. I was going to explain more, but...
No, but you said my wife is leaving me, so we were genuinely concerned about that. And then at some point during the long weekend, I would have these... You know how... Have you ever got what we call them, a digga? Like, it's like when someone in the future or is walking over your grave.
You know, is that like the chills down your spine?
Yeah, that
you call
me
them
like
a what?
Digga. It's like a
what?
Digger. Because, like, I don't know, somebody's digging by your grave. I don't know why people call it that.
Huh.
I didn't know that's what it was supposed to be. Somebody walking on your grave?
There's different things. I don't know what people call it. And if there's some racial exponent to calling it I'm just saying that's what we called it growing up. I don't think that's what it... I think for us, it was always
the dig
like...
The digging at your grave. There, I do remember hearing something like that.
It's like you're like, woo. Somebody's like, or somebody's
or
currently
like,
where you're going to be buried or something.
Or like there's some, I always thought it was like a ghost that just walked by you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I hadn't heard that. But okay. Regardless, I had a bunch of them.
Irregardless,
sorry. I had a bunch of them and they were all T-Hack related. I was just like, oh God. Just had this sense of dread that like, he's really good at being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You're really good. You're really good with Leo. You're really good with Hazel. You're really good.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all of them.
Yeah, that's at this particular time. Yeah. You're awesome at it. But that's also because your wife pretty much does all the stuff and just lets you...
I'm a role player.
Right.
I'm an assistant coach.
Yes, at best. You're like a positions coach.
Sure.
You're like not... actually respond like you're so but this was her just like throwing caution to the wind so she could have someone rub her legs or whatever.
She believed in me.
She
was so desperate for a break that
I guarantee you she had 47 people like on speed, like there were neighbors with binoculars and scopes like watching you. If you have camera feeds, she was watching or having people watch them. Like her mom was probably watching.
I drove by, not his house, but like, because I went to Garden of the Gods. And so I had to go that direction. And I was like, do I do a drive by?
And look for what? What are you looking for? A smoldering pile of ash where
something.
His house used to be?
If there's like squad cars outside.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't live close enough to Parker to have like cared enough to drive down there, but I was like, genuinely, but then he sent some. You guys sent a bunch of stuff I didn't understand over the weekend, which was fine.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Aaron sent some like costume thing that I was like,
that wasn't me.
You sent that?
No,
sent
that? It was someone else, a different group text.
That was?
Yeah. Wow.
Who was that? Who was that to?
It was to us.
Oh.
Someone who's really good at Halloween costume. She loves Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that was?
Why would you assume that was from me?
I don't know, because it was a trampy costume.
Oh, my gosh.
I had just sent the thing.
Why did you think
it was from me?
Oh, my God.
I could wear that costume.
Because she was holding two pumpkins and said she saw a leaf on the ground. And it wasn't until like this morning I go, oh, the leaf is for her junk. Is that what it is? I think that's what it meant.
I think it just means you saw a leaf, so it's like
sees one leaf on the ground, fall. And yeah, just ready for pumpkins for fall. Because it was September 1st, so it all changes to fall.
It's no, autumn. I was like, oh, I thought she was designing a costume that's two pumpkins for a bra and the leaf for like a cod piece.
No, she was just saying that could be a Halloween costume as well, but it's a funny meme. And then T-Hack sent an article about Gatorade and red wine.
I did hear about that. I'm going to say this.
I'll try it for sure.
As a card-carrying member of the alcoholic community, mm-hmm. no chance I'm trying that.
Really?
Really?
Zero chance. Gatorade is vile.
But you like
people
wine.
Who like Gatorade, I don't understand.
I love Gatorade.
Drink it's so good.
Water or drink juice. It's all those things, like people who put Mio in their water or whatever, I'm like, what are you doing? If you want flavor, get flavor,
yeah, but
or get nothing.
If they need help drinking water, it's fine.
Why do you need help drinking water?
Because sometimes
water is so delicious.
It is, but I don't want to get a Coke and then, like, I'd rather have flavored water than a soda. I'm trying to choose healthier, but I still want flavor.
I'm just saying it's not enough flavor to be flavor. And so,
well, the red wine.
Gatorade is the worst.
No, it's full of flavor.
No, it's not. By the way, lemon. Everybody's like the original Gatorade.
Yeah, lemon lime.
If that tastes like lemon or lime, I give up. It tastes nothing. It's like the Tang version of lemon and lime. It's horrifying.
Adding red wine to your non-flavored drink should just be red wine, right?
No, because you're going to ruin the red wine. What is the point of it? So you're hydrating at the same time, so you're getting electrolytes, so the hangover is going to be less? Yeah. I don't understand.
All the articles that I read about mixing the Gatorade with wine, it was like, it tastes like nothing I've ever had before. And that was intriguing.
Okay, so does dog poop mixed in with cornflakes. Oh, this is like nothing I've ever had.
There was another trend where you add Diet Coke to red wine. And
that's the stupidest thing.
I did try it.
Oh, God.
It was terrible.
Of course it's terrible.
I had hope for some reason that it would be good.
All right.
What?
So we won't do Gator wine.
No, we still can.
I mean, you two can do it, and I'll watch your stupid faces melt. I will not. I'll just drink. I'm not letting you put Gatorade in one of my good wines.
It actually says cheap red wine.
Yeah, like $2 chuck or something.
Yeah.
It won't be bad.
Okay, great. Anywho, did you just do Gator wine and Jesus juice all weekend?
Yeah, so my wife went out of town just one night. I was perfectly...
That's long enough
perfectly
to do some
capable.
Damage.
They're my children as well, so I was glad to hang out with them.
Uh-huh.
But my son, he got one over on me. Definitely.
Oh, no.
So he goes, I'm like, I'm telling him, you know, mommy's going to be gone. So we can do, what do you want to do while she's gone? We can do all the things that mommy doesn't really like to do. You know, like we could eat at the fast food restaurants that she doesn't like as much. We can, we could go to Walmart and whatever.
I don't like the way this is going, but.
Well, I'm just
because it's one of those things where it's like, now you're pitting him against your wife.
No, I'm trying to just say,
like, mom is lame, and while she's gone, we can do the fun things.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's like getting terrible fast food. It's not.
No, I get what you're doing, but you're a terrible parent. Okay,
so
keep going.
He decides he wants to go to Walmart, and I'm going, okay. Why do you want to go to Walmart? And he won't tell me. He's like, I just want to go. I just want to go.
Okay.
Okay. That's you know that I do Walmart laps every now and then. I like to check in because my wife's trying to turn me into a Target guy. I'm a Walmart guy at heart.
So I gotta
keep one foot in the game to make sure. So I'm like, okay, I'd love to go to Walmart. So we finally get to Walmart. I'm like, all right, here we are. What do you want to do? And he says, I want to look at the toys. I'm like, okay, they have tons of toys. And so we look through the toys and I'm like, okay, what's next? And he's like, well, we buy the toy. I want this toy.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to come to Walmart. So you buy me a toy.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to say?
Because you're your dad, uh-huh. and you buy me the toy.
Uh-huh.
So I bought him the toy.
Uh-huh. And had you not, he would have been like, I miss mommy. And then you have to buy him the toy.
I know. He extorted me.
Kids pulled that exact crap the first time my wife went away. And I'm like, it was like a $3,000 trip.
Oh, wow. Okay. I made it out for
wasn't
$16.
Wasn't quite that much, but everybody needed toys and burgers and heroin and Gatorade wine so we could all take a nap.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.